Three church pastors in Southern California are now suing the state for the right to gather. According to the lawsuit, they believe the stay-at-home order violates the right to freedom of religion and assembly. One of the plaintiffs in the suit is Patrick Scales, pastor of Shield of Faith Family Church in Fontana, California, where he still holds in-person services despite a ban on religious gatherings. He joins me now. And Pastor, this lawsuit argues the stay-at-home orders are overly broad. How so?
You know, it just depends on what's considered essential. So we feel that, our right to assemble is indeed essential, especially in these dark days that we're living in.
I want to ask you a little bit about that, though. Church services are inherently social. Even if you're 6 feet apart, there are hymns that are sung. There's the call and response. Why not hold online services or other forms of gathering like car services? Why chance it?
Well, the reason is, you know, I have to go back to our faith, and it's clearly stated in the New Testament, the book of Hebrews, chapter 10 and 25. It says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. You know, that's the core of our belief. And, you know, going online just doesn't work for us. I would equate that to, you know, somebody being hungry and watching a TV commercial of the newest burger that just came out of a fast food franchise. You know, you can watch it, but it's not the same. That's why we would rather assemble and exercise our First Amendment rights. Churches are really spiritual first responders. You know, I get phone calls all the time from people that are depressed, discouraged, living in fear. And as a pastor, you know, we give them hope, encouragement, strength, prayer, food, whatever we can. A lot of people, I don't think, realize that.
You know what? I completely understand what you're saying. There's so much anxiety right now. For those of faith, it's a way of comfort and also a way to be able to connect and lessen that fear. But my question to you is, why not try other forms of being able to do that in the way of online services or car services? I mean, several weeks ago, we learned that parishioners at a church in Washington State were sickened, possibly after gathering at a choir practice. Just being in that social situation really opens it up to you, perhaps contracting the virus.
I also read an article where someone had put themselves in lockdown for 3 weeks and somehow still got the virus. So, you know, again, the church is being singled out, because other people might deem it as a non-essential. You know, maybe it's not a high priority on their list, but to those of us that attend church on a regular basis, it is essential. And again, people seem to be stepping all over the First Amendment. And I just feel that this is in total violation of what's written here. So if they take away our constitutional rights, what really is left?
You've been holding services, you're taking precautions, but it's still in violation of local and state orders in California.
Our church, again, I can't speak for every church, but this is what typically happens when somebody comes to our church on a Wednesday or a Sunday morning. They're at the reception area, and we provide gloves and the face mask, and we have hand sanitizers, and all our chairs have been shifted to be 6.5 feet apart. And we've taken every precautionary measure recommended by the CDC. That's what we do. We believe we go above and beyond. Nobody shakes hands. As the church has concluded, you know, everybody just, you know, they leave their own way. So we are not purposely trying to defy the law or haphazardly allow people to come to the church. So what we're saying as a church, again, we are a smaller church.
Our you have church, 40 to 50 congregants.
You're exactly right. So that's easily monitored.
Are you planning to continue to hold services while churches are considered non-essential?
Yes, I am. And that is part of the reason of the lawsuit. Again, it is no way in you know, trying to be above the law or trying to defy the law. Again, we stay in the home just like everyone else. But, you know, if we want to go to church to assemble and to pray, that's what we feel we should be able to do. You know, we just go to the Bible for our beliefs, and we are commanded to ever keep the candles burning in the house of God and to keep the doors open, and we are commanded to assemble.
That's Patrick Scales, pastor of Shield of Faith Family Church in Fontana, California. Pastor, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it was a pleasure.